Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Actor Taylor Lautner is addressing some negative comments he's received about his appearance on social media. So he recently rejoined the spotlight after launching a podcast with his wife, also named Taylor Lautner. And some of the comments on some of his posts have been like absolutely brutal.
Wait a second.
Taylor married Taylor?
Taylor married Taylor.
Oh, really?
They're both Taylor Lautner.
I think I kind of love it.
They're the Taylor Lautners. Would you marry a bird?
Wow. I've been looking for a Bertha my whole life.
They're basically just saying, wow, you didn't age well. You used to be this Hollywood sex symbol, and now you just look normal.
God, people suck.
Really?
Yikes.
Like, because I saw the viral thing of him, like, you know, praying for John Mayer because, like, you know, her Taylor's version of Speak Now is coming out soon, but he looks perfectly fine.
Yeah, I wish I was ugly like Taylor Lautner.
I know.
And I'm just thinking, like, half the people who have commented on that, like, if he was single and not married to Taylor Lautner, if he approached them at a bar, most people would be thrilled.
Hell,
he's like,
yeah,
objectively handsome.
What's really gross is I think most people know Taylor Lautner or Lautner from the Twilight movies, right? Where he played Jacob, the other love interest. He was 16 when he first started filming those.
Is that right?
So he's 31 now.
How dare you age?
Yeah, still very young. But my point is, if you're sitting there being like, ugh, you got old, you might need to look at yourself.
Yeah, right?
And of course, there are all those faceless trolls with no profile pictures. So it's just disgusting. But he said something that I thought was really cool. He said, you know what? Your value is where you put it. So if I put my value in what other people are saying about me, like, I'm not going to be able to get through the day because there's, you know, hundreds of people saying I don't look like I'm 16 anymore. Very powerful. Stevie Nicks is paying tribute to another Taylor Lautner's ex, Taylor Swift.
God, so many Taylors.
How can we keep up with them all?
Is he only date Taylors?
That's a requirement.
Okay.
So I was watching this video of Stevie Nicks at her show in Atlanta, and she talked about how one of Taylor Swift's most recent tracks from her latest album, Midnights, captures how she feels about losing Fleetwood Mac bandmate Christine McVie. And so for Taylor Swift fans, this is her song, You're On Your Own, Kid. For non-Taylor Swift fans, this is a song all about acceptance, of letting things go and moving on to a new phase of life, even though it's really painful. And the whole time I thought it was, A, really cool that, you know, generationally she can relate to Taylor's music, even though they're decades apart. But also, I'm thinking about, like, Taylor's mom. And so if I'm thinking, you know, 30 years in the future, if I ever have a kid, and Taylor Swift's on stage being, like, Abby Murphy's daughter, like, shout out to you for writing that song, I'm thinking this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, right?
It's wild. I'm getting that tattooed on my face for sure. So Netflix is cracking down on password sharing in the United States. So yesterday, Netflix started rolling out its paid sharing feature, which makes all users in the same household live in the same location as the primary account holder. So if you're sharing with your family and you live elsewhere, you can join the main account for about $8 a month, which is really messed up because you can get your own Netflix account for like $7. So
it doesn't really
make a lot of sense. The math is simply not mathing. I'm not even really sure how it's going to work, except for the fact that you have to like set coordinates, basically like I live at this address. So Netflix will ask primary account holders to set a location, but somehow they'll be able to use it while they're traveling. So I'm not really sure how Netflix is going to enforce this.
I mean, they're already on it. So when I go into Netflix, it asks me who is watching. Is it me? Is it my fiance? Is it one of the kids? So if it's outside of the house, then it'll say, look, Tiffany, you're not eligible for this.
Yeah,
but like you have to be inside the home to be watching it?
Yeah, you have to be in the geolocation that you set, the primary account holder.
But what if you go like on vacation and you're in an Airbnb and they have a smart TV and you want to log into your Netflix account?
That's why it doesn't make sense how they're going to enforce it. And I'm not even really sure that they are, because me, my brother, my mom, like we all have our own Netflix accounts on the same one. And I was watching Netflix yesterday. Like it was perfectly fine. So. Same. I'm not really sure what how they're enforcing it, but they do say it's sort of, it feels like an empty threat, right?
I mean,
whose Netflix are you on?
My dad's. I'm never getting off either.
There's an easy workaround though. So before you leave the house, if you're watching The Last of Us, you just know like where you are and what episode you're on. And then when you go to another destination on vacation, you use Bart's Netflix and you start watching it on his.
No, but I would just use mine.
But it's saying that, well, if you guys were sharing,
yes,
right? If you were sharing, okay, then you would just use his account and know what you were on.
But then you mess it up for me. If I'm watching that show and you mess up my Netflix algorithm, like Chad, my husband's Netflix account is all horror films. Mine is like, let's make cupcakes and watch people selling real estate in LA, like stuff he hates. They're separate. Yeah. I don't want horror up on my account.
Right.
Ugh. So for more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
Hey, we have started the Burt Show's Kindness Awards because there are a lot of kids that are doing some super kind things. They're doing them voluntarily. And they need some credit, Kristen.
So we asked you to call us up or also go to thebirdshow.com and leave a message nominating the kid you want to receive a kindness award. And our first kindness award that we're going to give out here is to Angel Monks. She's 13 of El Paso, Texas, graduating from the 8th grade this week at Radford School. She was nominated by her cousin Megan Padgett.
Hi, I'd like to nominate my cousin, Angel Monks. He is graduating from the 8th grade this week, and he is just one of the sweetest kids in the world. He came into my life as a adopted cousin so many years ago. I just fell in love with that sweet little shy boy so quickly, and he's just grown up to be such a strong, giving, considerate, thoughtful young man, excels at everything, the sweetest kid all around, and I couldn't be prouder of him. He is just such a light to this world, a light to my life, one of my best little buds. I love him so much, and I wish I could be there for you this Thursday, bud, and I can't wait to celebrate when we get back. Never forget all the good you can do in the world and all the good you've already done. You are amazing. I love you.
I love that.
I know, it's so sweet.
I love that.
That was sweet.
All right, number two today is Brody Underwood, 16 years old, of Oxford, Georgia, student at Newton County High School, nominated by Brody's mom, Jan Ricker.
Hi, my name is Jan. My son's name is Brody Underwood. We live in Oxford, Georgia. He goes to Newton County High School. He is an amazing kid. I can't stress that enough. He goes above and beyond. He had a friend last year that was suffering with depression and suicidal thoughts. Number one, he made sure he was there for her constantly, helped her with the counselors at school. He made her a blanket and took it to her, which was amazing. And then this same child just had a birthday, and he went out of his way by after school going and buying her flowers and taking them to her house and dropping them off to try to cheer her up. And then he's done other things for his teachers. He's made blankets. He asked them their favorite colors, and then he just shows up with it, as well as if anybody needs anything at school, he always offers up his money. He doesn't hesitate to do things for other people. So I can't be more proud of my son.
All right, give your kids like the public win right here. Go ahead and nominate them at thebirdshow.com.
The Burt Show.